Thank you, Chair. The Non-Proliferation Treaty has served us well for more than 5 decades, making inestimable contributions to international security and development. Its record is undeniable. Sadly, however, the NPT review process has more of a mixed record, sometimes bringing us together to strengthen the NPT regime, sometimes highlighting divisions and stoking our frustration. I think we all agree that it could work better. In this review cycle, we have a unique opportunity to actually make the review process work better for all of us. The working group that met last year identified several concrete proposals that enjoyed broad support, but the group fell just short of consensus. First, on a package of recommendations, and in the end, on formalizing interactive discussion of national reports as a new mechanism for transparency and accountability. The United States deeply regrets that one state blocked the proposal on national reports. We have long been committed to transparency in our NPT commitments, exemplified most recently by our release of updated information on our nuclear weapons stockpile. We have previously held side events to describe our NPT commitments and engage in discussion with RevCon participants. And we think bringing that type of discussion into our formal meetings would improve the quality and focus of our deliberations. The other positive contribution of the working group was its use of working methods that exemplified how we can work together to find common ground through constructive debate and compromise. This should inspire us to try harder. Chair, the United States submitted a working paper to this PrepCom suggesting a path forward to build consensus around the proposals that were put forward by the working group chair and by a group of countries on the working group's final day. In the interest of time, I will not attempt to summarize our paper, but I encourage you to read it. The United States is prepared to devote ourselves under this cluster session to the goal of reaching consensus on specific recommendations. We came very close to consensus last year, and our differences did not seem insurmountable, if only we had a bit more time for negotiation and reflection. We believe the working group's end point is the best starting point for continuing our work. Attempting to reopen compromises reached in the working group, even for the most constructive motivations, will not lead us to consensus. We will not achieve any of our ambitions if we cannot take the first step. Surely it is worth the extra effort to try to bring that work to the finish line so that we can launch an important new process that will greatly contribute to transparency and accountability. In that light, we could clarify that, at least in our initial efforts, the proposal for discussion of national reports would not require submitting multiple reports in each cycle or multiple discussions of the same report, a concern voiced by one delegation during last year's working group. For our part, the United States would hope to hold such discussions in the current review cycle. This PrepCom, or more realistically, the next, could also recommend that the RevCon adopt other working group proposals on the strengthened review process, just as the 2000 review conference did. Chair, we recommend you and your successor work towards a new mechanism for transparency and accountability to be implemented as soon as next year. We believe it should involve all the nuclear weapon states and others that may choose to participate, and should be based on the proposal that nearly gained consensus last year. This could provide the basis for the review conference in 2026 to decide on improvements for future review cycles. Chair, improving the review process ought to be something that unites us, regardless of our differences on substantive priorities. Let us build on another lesson from the working group that we can make real progress when we engage in genuine interactive debate rather than simply exchanging prepared statements. As my delegation said during the general debate, we should engage one another and take actions on achievable measures, not just when it is easy, but when it is hard. This is one of those moments where I think we can come together to make this review process function better for everyone. Thank you, Chair.